And we begin tonight with the latest on the FBI recovering top secret and even more sensitive documents from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The New York Times first reported today that in June, at least one of the former president's lawyers signed a letter asserting to the Justice Department that all material marked as classified had been returned to the government. But Monday's FBI search of the estate found 11 sets of classified documents, as well as other presidential records. The removal of that classified information after the letter was sent could explain why prosecutors cited an obstruction law in their search warrant request. The Justice Department is investigating the Southern Baptist Convention after an outside report found the church had mishandled sexual abuse claims and mistreated victims for decades. Leaders of the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. said they would fully cooperate and that the church continues to, quote, grieve and lament its mistakes. The alleged attacker of author Salman Rushdie pleaded not guilty on charges of attempted murder today in western New York. The suspect is a 24-year-old New Jersey man. Rushdie was stabbed on stage yesterday and remains hospitalized. His book agent said he suffered a damaged liver, severed nerves in an arm and an eye, and is on a ventilator, unable to speak. In a statement this evening, President Biden said that he and the First Lady were shocked and saddened by the attack. Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema took nearly $1 million in campaign contributions from Wall Street while killing legislation that would raise taxes on such investors. That's according to an Associated Press review of her campaign finance disclosures. Sinema forced a series of changes to the Inflation Reduction Act that would have taxed private equity funds, hedge funds, and venture capitalists, a longtime goal of Democratic lawmakers. A spokesperson for the senator said the campaign contributions did not influence her actions. And the largest lake in Italy is close to its lowest water level ever. Lake Garda is the latest victim of the severe drought impacting much of Europe. The lake's temperature is close to that of the Caribbean Sea, and its shoreline has expanded to reveal bleached rocks. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, a teenage refugee dreams of becoming a musician 1 year after she fled Afghanistan with her family. And my conversation with author Sophia Nelson about the life lessons she's learned while taking care of everyone but herself.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.